Now, this week, GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain re-released a gospel album to boost his campaign. He had recorded it before. It came out this week. It's true. But in just a minute, our panelists are going to predict how the next presidential candidate will show off their musical side. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, offering hardwood flooring. Catalogs and professional installation details are available at 1-800-HARDWOOD. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at houselogic.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Amy Solomon. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks this week to the staff and crew at the War Memorial Opera House. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Acton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next musical number from a presidential candidate? Faith Saley.
We can all fear the pun-filled singles from different candidates, such as I'm Biden My Time, You Pale in Comparison, and the reggae hit Step Back Man.
Peter Gross.
Michelle Bachmann will release a hardcore rap album called Straight Out of Minnesota. Hit singles will include Pray the Gay Away, 911 and Other Government Services Are a Joke, and My Crazy Weighs a Ton.
And lastly, Paula Poundstone.
Mitt Romney, who is reinventing himself for this next election. He was considered too stiff the last time. He's releasing an album called Meet Mitt, including the song Maybe This Time.
Well, if we hear any of those songs, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Peter Gross, Faith Saley, Paula Poundstone. Thanks to the staff at KQED and our fabulous audience here at the magnificent War Memorial Opera House in central San Francisco, California. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you back in Chicago next week. This is NPR.